Good morning. Welcome to Wake Up Kid, the podcast for kids, devotions. We're learning truth about who God is. And today I have an amazing co-host. In fact, I have the same amazing co-host all week. I want you to meet my friend, Caleb. Say hey, Caleb.
Hey.
Hey, Caleb. So let's see. Caleb, you are 10 years old. Is that right?
Yep.
And that puts you in what grade?
Fourth.
Fourth grade. And just so you'll know, I know you're all wondering, Caleb, what's your middle name?
James.
Caleb James Hall, the 10-year-old fourth grader. Hey, today, Caleb, I have a question for you. Here it is. It's a big one. How many gods are there?
There is only one God.
Good job. Exactly. There's only one God. And my son, Owen, is going to talk some more about that. But first, the joke of the day.
Hey, Soph, what do you call a pig that does karate?
Oh, no.
A pork chop.
Hi, y'all.
Good Monday, kid. This is Owen, and it's time for you to wake up. This week, we are focusing on the fact that there is only one God. This probably seems obvious to you. Kids in America in 2024 grew up hearing that there is exactly one God. But it isn't always that way. Throughout history, some people believe there were lots of gods. A god of the moon, a god of the sun, a god of the sea, a god of the harvest, a god of war, a god of knowledge, and so many more. They imagined these gods like comic book characters, very powerful but not perfect. Sometimes their imaginary gods would get in fights, and sometimes they would act very selfish. Their made-up gods were really like humans, just bigger, older, and more powerful. They lied, cheated, they were unfair, they failed, changed their minds, and messed up. When God led his chosen people out of Egypt, he knew they had grown up in a place that believed in imaginary gods. He knew that when they got to the promised land, they would meet more people who believed in made-up gods. He wanted his people to understand the truth. There's only one perfect, true, all-powerful, always good God, and it was him. In Deuteronomy 6, Moses says, "The Lord our God is one God." He made it clear that there is only one true God. And in Exodus 15, Moses sang, "Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods?" Showing that the one true God isn't weak and evil like the imaginary gods were. He is all-powerful, always good, keeps his promises, and protects his people. How many gods are there? There is only one God, and he's the true God we read about in the Bible.